Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 12. Welcome to this week's Book Lovers Podcast. We're discussing horror books, the ones we love to read underneath the blankets with a flashlight to keep the monsters at bay. All of the books we discuss will be on our website, so visit claremontlibrary.org for more information. And remember to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode, and please rate us on iTunes. So, Megan, what have you got?
Ooh, I've got some good stuff. Okay, the first book that I'm going to talk about today is one that's been around since my childhood, which, if you're counting, is not really that far.
Of course it's not. It's just a few years ago.
Yeah, totally. Not long. The title is Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, but the one I've got today is Scary Stories, More Tales to Chill Your Bones. This is actually a really, really good book for those creepy overnights, if you want to read stories with your friends in the dark.
Yes.
It's awesome. And the cover, the artwork is just generally creepy in and of itself. It's all drippy and hairy and scully. So it's a good time even just to look at some of the artwork.
How fun.
Yeah. And the stories are usually really short, so you don't have to read the whole book all at once. If you just want to share one scary story, it's good for that. And there's a lot of skulls and ghosts, and so lots of stuff to kind of creep you out.
Good traditional, solid scary horror.
Yes, solid horror. Very, very nice. I suggest you check it out.
All right, my first book is more along the lines of a psychological thriller, but it's certainly going to get your heart pounding. It's called Behind Her Eyes by Sarah Penborough, and it starts off when Louise has a rare night out. She meets an attractive man, sparks fly, and as they are wont to do, things happen.
Ooh.
So imagine how she feels when she goes to work the next day and meets her new boss, who just happens to be Mr. Right Now from the previous evening. Yeah. Bonus points if you guessed that he was already married. More bonus points if you knew that there's something not quite right about his marriage, other than the fact that he's stepping out on his wife.
Yeah,
so,
that's bad.
Yes. To quote an old song lyric, two people can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Ooh.
So Louise is about to discover just how far a couple will go to protect each other and their secrets. Dun, dun, dun. All right.
All right, the next one that I have got for you is kind of a classic from the horror king himself, Mr. Stephen King.
All right.
And it's very timely since the It movie just came out. If you're looking to explore some more Stephen King novels, this is a good one to try. It's called Dr. Sleep. Now, this is a continuation of his book, The Shining. So if you remember The Shining, if you've seen the movie, young Danny is at the hotel with his dad and horror and chaos ensues. This is what happens to Danny once he grows up. And it's very traditional Stephen King, very creepy, a lot of monsters. And I tell you what, after I read this book, I could not look at a bathtub or a top hat the same way again. It was that creepy. But if you're ever curious of what happens to Danny after The Shining, it's a really good wrap-up. It talks more about Danny's special powers and then kind of brings that whole chapter to a close, that whole story to a close. It has a really satisfying ending that I think you're going to love.
All right. Good stuff. Okay, so my next book is called River of Teeth by Sarah Gailey. And I'm going to be brutally honest and let you see behind the curtain. While I was looking over my Goodreads list of horror books, I knew I had to include this one.
Why, you might ask?
Why? Yes, well, the answer is
because it has hippos.
Hippos. Hippos. Which, yes, shout out to Fiona, but these hippos?
Oh, Fiona!
I know, who doesn't? The little ear wiggle.
Oh,
super
so
sweet.
Cute.
Who doesn't? All right, these are totally not adorable hippos. These hippos live in an alternative timeline, and these are hippos with teeth.
Mm.
Big, scary, sharp hippo teeth that are all the better to eat you with, as these are man-eating alternative universe hippos.
Love it.
That's right, man-eating hippos. So the book is set in the 1890s, and these toothy man-eating hippos have overrun the Mississippi River, and it's up to Winslow Houndstooth, which... love that name.
Yeah, Houndstooth.
And his crew to hunt down the big scary man-eating hippos.
Which,
I feel like
there should be a hungry, hungry hippo joke in here
should,
somewhere.
Oh, there should. Yes. I love it. That's
from my childhood, which was not that long ago.
That's clearly what they should have gone with for cover art.
Yes.
Aww, missed opportunities. All right. So, everybody, thank you for joining us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Don't let the monster in the closet get you. And until next time, reader, read on.
Mm-hmm.